Now from West Africa to Southeast Ireland. For at least one political leader, the two are closely linked. Rotimi Atubari made history last week when he became Ireland's first black mayor ever. He's taking the helm in Portlaoise, near Dublin. Atubari is a Nigerian native. 7 years ago, he left his homeland to escape what he calls religious persecution of his Christianity. Today, the mayor says he's thrilled about his new post and has big plans for Portlaoise.
My number one goal as mayor, one, is to continue to promote cross-cultural understanding. I see myself as a bridge. When I say bridge, I mean bridge of integration. I mean bridge of understanding and bridge of recognition. And this bridge is a bridge I extend to use my 12 months to actually construct all around the world. I mean, to say to groups that are fighting religious conflicts, intertribal wars, that if I can be elected in a country that I only live for 7 years, I'm of a different color. I mean, the language, though, we speak English language, and that is the language here, but we have a lot of differences. But they never look at those differences. I mean, they see me as a person. They see me as an individual. Voted me into the council and voted me as their number one citizen. Why can't we just leave? Not to tolerate one another now, but to accept one another for what we are. And the other one, another priority of mine, is to actually turn this town into conference destination. Nation of Ireland, because we're just about 45 minutes drive from Dublin, and the people here they've done something that I would describe as unusual, and I think they deserve a pat on their back. And one of the ways you can do that, bring businesses here and bring your conferences here, because at the moment it's a commuter town. And I think if I can use that to say, well, if they can vote me as the number one citizen, it shows they are welcoming nature, they are friendly nature.
So was Ireland what you expected? And I actually want you to take me to the moment when you stepped off the plane and then you got into Ireland, per se, out of the airport. What did you think about it?
Before I left Nigeria, I remember being told that Ireland is a country of 1,000 welcome by this Irish priest that worked in Nigeria at the time. And he said it's a country that you will love, and people are friendly, they are welcoming. And so here we arrived in Ireland, and coming out of the plane, it was too cold. I had to go back into the plane with my family. So it's too cold here. So that's the first shock. I've been talking about the weather. But we settled in quickly, no doubt about that. And
let's slow down a little bit, because this is very important. So you have Ireland, which has been a land that historically has gone through being self-sufficient, being conquered, having a potato famine, going through all of the many sides that nations go through of prosperity and famine. And what did they make of you coming in as both a refugee and a Nigerian coming into this historic culture?
Yeah, I tell you, I mean, you're very much correct there. I mean, this is a country that has all those you've just listed. And on top of all that, it's a country that has a history of immigration. And I came in 2000. Immigration wasn't all that very evident at the time, but though it was a time that a lot of people were coming in. And I remember in the town that this Portlaoise that we live, and I enrolled my son in the school. He was the first and the only foreign student in the school at the time. And in 2002, in that school, there were about 17, 20 children from countries all around the world. And that is just to show the speed of 2 years, how things just change like that. And it comes with its challenges. I remember the very first week we arrived, and we were walking down the main street in Dublin now. And one fairly old man came over to us, and he said, come on, you guys belong to the jungle. Will you go back to where you come from? And I heard him. I pretended as if I didn't hear him, and I tried to steer my family away, but my eldest child heard him well, and the boy turned to me. Daddy, that man seems to be talking to us. And I said, no, he wasn't talking to us. The fact of the matter is at that stage, and up until now, the last thing I want to expose my children to is a situation like that. And I don't want them to have a feeling that, could this be what people think about me? We don't live on trees. We don't live in the jungle. I mean, we had a good life where we came from, but we had to live because we got to live. These things happen. But this is human being. Everywhere you experience that, I mean, it's in human being everywhere anyway. Maybe the thought is, maybe we've come to take over the country. And like I said, it's a time that diversity or the immigrants, the statistics is actually increasing, and people are having the fear, people are becoming skeptical that, hang on, what is going on here now?
Well, Mayor, let me just ask you, you have a family. What do your kids think of you being the mayor?
Oh, well, they're delighted, I must say. So, and they are thrilled themselves. And I remember the first thing the eldest chap said is, we never see you before now at home. We're sure maybe we'll never see you at all now that you've become the mayor. So, and I can understand where the poor chap is coming from. And I said, well, I choose to toe this line simply because when I went into politics, I thought somebody has to do something now. And when I say do something now, I wanted to leave something behind for generation coming that they can look forward to, they can look up to rather. And again, Nigeria has an image, which is unfortunate. I mean, kind of negative perception about Nigerians. And the moment people see Nigerians like, oh, no, we want to keep Nigerians at arm's length. And I thought, no, we are not all crooks. We're here to make our life, to make a living. And I thought maybe if I going into politics, that could change some of those perceptions. And in fact, that could leave a path for the generations coming that they might say they want to toe.
Mayor Adebare, you mentioned how people who are immigrants are being treated. Break down a little bit for me about how you see Africans and immigrants from other nations faring in Ireland.
Yes. Before now, I tell you, 2004 was when new EU countries joined the already 15 EU. The focus was pretty much around on Africans, and it's like refugees and asylum seekers. They are here to milk the system, and that was the problem then. But when the accession states, that is, the Eastern Europeans now join the EU, the perception out there now is that, oh, they come here to take our jobs. And so the Eastern Europeans came, they settled for low pay, and so they are getting, they are being thrown out of jobs. And so employers are being monitored closely now, and I think we are getting there, but I'm not saying we are there yet, but hopefully I think my election into the town council justifies the facts or explains what the Irish are always described as a land of 1,000 welcome, and that's what it demonstrated then. And electing me as the mayor last week, maybe they took a step further, that we are not just a country of 1,000 welcome, we are a country of equal opportunities. That is what I think they have demonstrated there. Either you are white or you're black, irrespective of your religion, we have equal opportunity. And I think that's the thing that can be showcased to countries all around the world.
Well, Mayor Adebare, we wish you good luck with your stewardship.
Thank you.
Rotimi Adebare is the new mayor of Portlaoise, Ireland, a commuter town west of Dublin, and he joined us from the studios of Irish radio station Midlands 103.